Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Gifts of Spirit Radio and Healthy Life. I am Stacey Lynn, your host, spiritual teacher and mentor of the Gift of Spirit this hour. We have a wonderful show today with very special guests. We're live and we're talking about crystal clear paths. What is the path forward? Here's some questions I'd like you to reflect on throughout the hour. Are you in search of something new? Have you received a nudge lately that there is something more for you? Are you stuck and where you are? Maybe you have gone through some big changes in your life and you are asking, why am I here? You have a feeling you're not living your truth. Are you ready to take that jump and you need some divine inspiration to do just that? Well, my heart, my spirit is saying that you will receive those answers to those questions throughout the show. Because our special guests that are on the show are on a crystal clear path, a path that has been divinely inspired and guided to be in all that they are, to share their message, stories, and their work with the world. And have you ever heard the saying, make the world a better place? Well, my guests that are on the show are making the world a better place. And it's a wonderful journey when your path is lit in this way, where you receive this spiritual guidance, this divine guidance, and inspiration to do something different, to make a difference, to build something, to write, to go out with your message and share it with the world, all for the highest good. So we're going to be having some special guests on our show today that are going to be sharing how they have come onto this crystal clear path, all of the inspiration that has come in for them. So our first guest is on the line, Uma. Welcome. Welcome, Uma.
Thank you, Stacey. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy that you are on the show. So I want you to kind of share with us about your journey and how you have been divinely guided and inspired onto a crystal clear path.
Well, I've always been a writer from the time I was a little girl, and have been writing essays and stories. I've been published in 7 countries. But when I moved to the United States in 2008 from India, my dream was to write a book. And so I wrote a novel and set it aside because I queried it to about 20 different agents, and while some of them wrote nice things in an email to me, no one was really ready to invest in that book. So I put that away and started working on my memoir, which tells the story of my mother's passing. My mother, who was 68, was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer just 10 days after my husband, my daughter, and I moved to the States from India in 2008. And she died just 8 months after her diagnosis. So that became the basis for my next book, which I completed in 2011, 2012, yeah.
Wow. And so how were you inspired to write your memoir? It sounds like you've written other books, and how are you inspired in that way?
I finished the novel, put it away, and just asked for Spirit to guide me to my next writing project. And one day I was in the shower, and I just heard a voice saying, tell your mother's story. Mm. That morning when I went to my writer's group, one of the members had journals, open, empty journals for everyone. So I knew that was a clear sign that I was meant to start working on a new project.
Beautiful. And so when you were in the shower, because a lot of people do receive in the shower, it's very interesting. I've heard this a lot. When you were in the shower and you heard this voice, What was that like for you? What did you feel?
There was a sense of instant clarity, like I had been searching, but as soon as I heard the voice, and it wasn't a physical voice as much as an inner urging, it's almost like all the pieces of the puzzle settled into place, and I knew this is what I'm meant to be doing. There was no further searching, no further questioning.
So it was a feeling, right? It's a feeling.
It was a feeling,
yes. From spirit. Yes, yes. It's where everything becomes so crystal clear with this knowing within us, where we are just completely opened up and inspired to go onto this path and do this because we feel so supported. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I knew when I went into my writer's group that day and this girl had journals for all of us, receiving that empty open journal, it was like the voice of spirit affirming to me that this is a brand new project. You are meant to start writing. You've received your instructions in the shower. Now get to work.
Right. Now get to work. So what happened next? What happened after you wrote your memoir?
So I was in India vacationing with my sister. My sister lives in Chennai, in southern India, and I was staying with her for 6 weeks. So one morning I finished my meditation and I'm reading a book. It was a Hay House book. I finished reading and turned the last page and I saw a list of all the Hay House offices. Hay House has offices all over the world, as we know. And for some reason, the India office sort of lit up in neon. You know, that moment when you're meant to pay attention to something, it grabs your focus and won't let go. And again, I felt this strong enough feeling, call Hay House, pick up the phone and call Hay House. And I knew enough by then to obey. I picked up the phone and called Hay House. I was connected to editorial. Now, this doesn't happen in everyday life, but when spirit gives you a nudge and you follow it, magical synchronicities are what happens. So I was connected to editorial. I spoke to a gentleman who listened to what I had to say about my journey and the book. And he said, why don't you send me the first 3 chapters? We have a review meeting coming up in a couple of weeks, and I will submit it at that meeting. You should hear from us in about 2 weeks after that. And so I got off the phone, sent him the first 3 chapters, and 3 weeks later I heard from them. They said, we like what we're seeing, and we'd like to read the whole manuscript.
Wow. See how that works. Mm-hmm. So what happened next?
So what happened next was truly magical. I received an email from the managing editor who said, your manuscript has just arrived at my desk. I've started reading it, and you will hear from me by the 15th of June. When I read that email from her, something in my heart said, no, you will hear from her on the 18th of June. And I paused for a moment to consider that, recognizing that the 18th of June was my mother's birthday, and I was writing, I had written the story of her dying and how that had transformed my life. So that whole entire week leading up to the 18th, and by the way, I didn't hear from the editor on the 15th of June.
Of course she didn't.
Of course I didn't, right? So I was talking to my mother that whole week, and I said, you know what, it's your birthday, and you simply have to bring me a gift. I need this gift of a contract from Hay House. And on the morning of June 18, I opened my inbox, and there's a contract from Hay House. I just dropped to the floor and sobbed in gratitude.
Oh. I've got tears, chills. Beautiful.
Thank you. It still brings me to tears when I share the story, because that's what our loved ones in spirit can do for us.
They can. They can do so much more for us on the other side than they could hear. It's so amazing. And it's obvious that you've been listening to your heart, your spirit, for many, many, many years.
It's like working a muscle, Tracy. I think you get better at it. Initially, you ignore the nudges, and you think, no, this can't happen. But then over time, as you receive more evidence, you do begin to believe it. And I had taken a course with Neil Donald Walsh a couple of years before this incident. It led us on an intense meditation. And God spoke on the page. He had all of us write down what we received. And what I received was, Hay House will publish your memoir. This was even before I wrote the book. So, of course, as I'm reading the pages after that meditation, I'm going, I made this up. This isn't true. This isn't going to happen. You know how we question what we receive from spirit?
Mm-hmm.
And years later, when I got this contract from Hay House, I looked over that and said, oh, my good Lord, I received this nudge way back when. I just wasn't ready to receive it or pay attention to it and move it forward.
Right, and now when you start to feel it, when you start to tune in and you start to feel it, it's really physical too. I mean, getting chills and just knowing that, yes, I'm being guided. I'm receiving, you know, spirit's a particle of God, and I'm receiving from the heavens. I'm receiving from the divine. This is meant to happen, and I'm going to trust and have faith, and I'm going to follow this, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because we don't create this by ourselves. We are always creating with spirit.
Always. Always. So what is the name of your book?
My book is called Losing Amma, Finding Home, a memoir about love, loss, and life detours.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And obviously people can find it through Hay House, right?
Yes,
it's
available on Amazon. It's available, as an ebook and a print edition.
Beautiful, wonderful. Well, again, I wish you many, many, many blessings, Numa. It's a beautiful story and just a beautiful testimonial of how spirit, our loved ones, can reach out to us and connect with us within our hearts, within our spirit, and guide us onto this new crystal clear path where we are helping many here, right, through our own stories and life experiences.
That's exactly right. You know, I love sharing this story because I think it's very inspiring for wannabe writers, people who get so caught up in the commercial aspects of building a platform and finding an editor. But there's a piece that's bigger than all of that that we need to tune into, and that is trusting that divine guidance will open those doors.
Yes, and that happened. And I'm feeling just so much love right now, because when we go into this place of love, the heavens are open. Spirit's open to connect with us because they're in such a loving, loving place too. So just continue on your journey, and thank you so much, Uma, for calling in. And where can people find you? Can you give your website, please?
It's umagirish.com, UMAGIRISH.com.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Uma.
Thanks, Stacey. Blessings to you on your journey, and thank you for all the listeners who are listening now.
Okay. All right. We have another caller on the phone with us that just called in, our second guest here. Sherry, welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in and being on the show today. So we're talking about crystal clear paths. And share with us, how have you received inspiration in your life where you've been guided onto a new path?
Well, we all have our life event that leads us to our spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I was a housewife in a very secure but non-growing marriage. I was a psychiatrist I was married to for 15 years. And I joined Facebook. And
uh-huh.
I thought, what I want to find. And it just reminded me of this amazing connection that I had in high school that never seemed to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I searched for him, and I couldn't find him. 4 days later, he found me. Like, I put the call out, and he responded.
Mm-hmm.
And I blossomed like a butterfly. But the relationship went on for a few years, and eventually I decided to leave my secure marriage. I bought a home in Arizona. I went to be with him, and it didn't work out. We entered into that sort of twin flame runner chaser scenario.
Right, yeah.
So I was at a point in my life where I thought, wow, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? I was a CPA, I had a master's in healthcare administration, many options of what I could do with a career. but I went to a workshop called Live a Divinely Inspired Life. And in the workshop, she said, when you're not sure what to do with the rest of your life, take a pen and a pad of paper and go outside and ask. And I thought,
Karen, why am I here?
So I did. I went outside and I said, you tell me. I'm at a loss. What do I need to do with the rest of my life? And I got 5 hours of incredible inspiration. I wrote down all the everything I'd learned, who I learned it from, all my resources, all my connections, all my passions, all the things that I had to share. And I, at the end of the day, drew a floor plan of a building, and I came up with the name of a company called Four Pillars, Mind, Body, Spirit, and Social Connection. And from there, synchronicity completely took over. This is what I think is living a divinely inspired life. All the people that I need, all the connections that I need just come walking right in my door, or I get introduced to them right at the time when I need them next in my path. Constant angel signs, you know, whether it's numbers or feathers or music or pennies or rainbows, or all at very synchronistic times. And it's fascinating, I think, when you get on this crystal clear path of living a divinely inspired life, just to watch the daily synchronicity.
And it's amazing, you know, because I've heard from others who have gone through challenging times where something did not work out, something big, something that they really planned for, and then it doesn't work out, and then you come to a place of, why
it brings
am I
you
here?
To your knees, and you really almost have to be brought to your knees. I remember in 2012, I suffered. I mean, I had not really had my awakening. I was learning, but I hadn't discovered my life purpose yet. And I was just reading and learning and attending conferences and working with spiritual life coaches and just trying to just learn what had happened to me with this relationship that entered into my life. And really, I think the pain is really what helps you develop the empathy to help others find your purpose and share your gifts.
Mm-hmm. And the surrendering.
That's actually my word of the year. I painted my word of the year is two hands up to the heavens with the word surrender. And every time I'm trying to over-control or force something to happen, I remind myself to surrender. Mm-hmm. And then a natural solution just shows right up.
And that's what happens when the divine inspiration comes in and we're reignited.
It is.
So where are you now with all of this inspiration and guidance that came in? Where are you now?
We have opened our first location. It's rapidly growing. We have over 350 clients we're working with now. And I worked with an architect and engineers and surveyors, and we are super close to getting our final last permit that we need for site development plan approval. All the other permits have been attained, and then we'll be breaking ground and building the building. So
What is the name of your center, right? Because you're building a center.
It's called Four Pillars. It's
Four
in Sarasota,
Pillars.
Florida.
In Florida.
The four
okay,
pillars
where,
are
where in Florida?
Spirit. Sarasota.
Sarasota. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what
and
do the four pillars stand for?
Yeah, mind, body, spirit, and social connection. And we make it really fun. Like, we have live music and events, and we want to bring guest speakers to town.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So this all came in. When
about Joe Dispenza.
Oh, Joe Dispenza. Oh,
it's
well, we shall see. I had a call around just before you, and when Spirit spoke with her, it told her to call Hay House. So call. All of this happening is like planned out. We are just moving through it and saying yes and knowing that we're supported because Spirit has come in to help us in that ninth hour. I'll call it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. For our spiritual destiny here, and there's nothing about our spiritual destiny that we will not be ready for. So
right.
Beautiful.
So you
have broken ground, is that right?
Yes, we have our land is ready to break ground.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I think you have to set a dream so big that you have to grow into the person who can achieve it. And through this journey. I continue to grow in leaps and bounds, and I know that I will grow for life. It's very exhilarating. It
uh-huh.
definitely has its ups and downs and obstacles and turns, but every obstacle creates more growth and helps me become the person I need to be to live this path.
Well, this is just a wonderful hearing because it came in a download for you. You're following mm-hmm. the synchronicities. You are receiving signs. Always, I'm hearing from you that it's showing up in just the nick of time.
Time.
At just the right time. At just the right
mm-hmm.
time. And so continue to trust. Trust this path and this time.
Trust
it will be built.
In a piece, really.
And
you have to trust that what you need shows up at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you stay in daily action towards your goals, what you need shows up.
Yes, wonderful. And just give us your website so people can follow you when they come to Florida and come
Great.
To your center.
Yes, it is www.fourpillarsflorida.com. All spelled
Beautiful.
Out.
Beautiful, wonderful. Okay, thank you, Sherry. Mm-hmm. Thank you for
thank
calling
you.
In. And many blessings your way with Spirit. This is Gift of Spirit Radio, giftofspiritradio.com on Healthy Life. We'll be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
To Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host. You can find me at giftofspiritradio.com. You can follow us on Facebook as well at Touch1mHearts. We are back talking about being led onto a crystal clear path through divine guidance and inspiration. And we have Danny on the phone. Welcome, Danny, and thank you for joining us today on Gift of Spirit Radio.
Hi, Stacy. Great to see you or hear you. I miss you.
Oh, I love your energy.
Thanks. Nice. Mirror.
Uh-huh. So tell us, Danny, how have you been divinely guided and inspired in your life onto new paths forward in your work?
Spirit is amazing, isn't it? I mean,
amazing.
Absolutely the most fascinating thing in the whole world. And I give this image of being in God's hand. And sometimes that hand lifts us up way above his head or her head. And holds us so that we can see the top of the mountain. And sometimes that hand takes us to the bottom of it. Could not be darker or any worse. And yet
uh-huh.
what we need to remember, what I've been taught through that adversity, through these amazing highs and tumultuous lows in life, is that I'm still in the palm of God's hand. And all that's really changed is the scenery, but what has taken me to the top and taking me to the bottom is still the palm that I sit in. And when I realize that, I started to take a look at all of the connecting pieces, all of the things that made up the mosaic of my life.
Beautiful.
And I started a movement, a book, hopefully a movie, a TV show called The Mosaic.
Called The Mosaic. Awesome. And what does The Mosaic mean?
The Mosaic is about a man who has everything in the whole world, except the one thing that he really wants. And when he realizes that, he shuts the door of his house with only the clothes on his back and the money in his pocket, and he just starts walking. And whereas common wisdom would tell him if he doesn't know where he's going, he'll probably never end up anywhere, this time common wisdom was wrong. Because for him now, it wasn't about where he was going. His life has been filled with calendar set schedules and appointments and moments of time that he has to be here and there and the next place. But this time, he didn't have to be anywhere at any time. So he was free to experience the moment, which was now. He was free to meet up with an unruly assortment of people that he never had time to be before, not because he was better or worse, just because simply he never had the time to do it. And the people that he meets along his way, the garbage man, the gardener, the slime woman, the street artist, all they do is tell him their story. And in telling them their story, it disrupts the whole way he's lived his life, and he sees life anew. At the end of the story, he's invited through a portal that nobody else can see. Because part of the mosaic is the world that we see is not the world that is. It's just the world we see. And when we change the things that we connect to, we actually change the way we see.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly, in a place where he never saw a portal or a door opens and he walks into another world. And in that world, he hears the wise one. And the wise one tells him four practices. And I guess you're going to have to read the book to find out what those four practices are.
Oh, a cliffhanger. So, love it. Yeah, there's so much healing in storytelling because, I mean, people can connect to their own story within that story. When is your book coming out?
It is in the hands of publishers right now, and so we are still waiting to see who will publish it. Mm-hmm. What we're doing in the meantime is creating mosaic gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting the first one here in California in Encinitas, where I live. We're going to get together Sundays, every Sunday at 4 p.m. But what we've also have is a Facebook community called The Mosaic, which is called The Mosaic Community. And I would love for people to join that and be kept abreast of what's going on. Here's the basic idea. When you look at a mosaic, it's made up of pieces, many of which are broken. But we're not broken.
Uh-huh.
We sometimes feel we're broken. And when you center in on the one piece that is ourselves, we see how small we are and sometimes how insignificant we feel. And yet when that piece gets placed in this exquisite piece of art called the mosaic, it doesn't matter if it's big or small, shiny or dull, broken or whole, made of ceramic or made of wood, it, by its very nature, we by our very nature join in the community of life, and we create something that is far more exquisite than anything we could be on our own. The mosaic is about connection, and we are one connection away from everything we want.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I'm
and this mosaic, how did it come in for you, this word, this a community, this light, this all of this? How did this come in for you, Danny?
I am a reluctant spiritual man. I love spirit, but I tend to fight it often. And so as I was getting older, I realized I wanted to write my legacy. And I was writing a book called V2, The Second Version of Your Life.
Uh-huh.
And what that looked like and how you would live the second version of your life. And I sent it off to a woman who's a friend of mine and become a very dear friend of mine. She's become my muse, not only my editor and helper and friend. And she said to me, Danny, the ideas in this book are brilliant. They're so original and so unique. But this book is not you. And I said, really, tell me why. And she said, Danny, you're a storyteller. Everything mm-hmm. about you, the way you weave, everything about you is a story. And so I want you to tell the story. And I said, what would that look like? And she said, I want you to write a fable. And I said, but this is my legacy. This is what I'm going to leave to the world. Am I going to leave a fable to the world? And she said, of course you are. And I fought her for about a minute and a half. And then I realized how exquisite. Because I don't believe anymore people are looking for people to teach them. I don't believe we need teachers. I believe we need reminders. And I believe we need friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we need people to hold the space for us. To actually come, be safe, and come out and be who we are. We meet in groups of people. Some of us have a group of one, some of us have a group of thousands. But even in a group of thousands, those groups have barriers around them and walls around them that other groups have a hard time entering into. The mosaic is about breaking down those barriers. Realizing that even though we make up one corner of the mosaic, and it might be a beautiful design, we are connected to the totality of the mosaic. And each of us are connected to everyone else by just one other piece.
Mm.
How we connect to that world, how we connect to our life, how we connect to our creator, how we connect to our spouse, how we connect to our children, how we connect to our work, determines who we are. And all we have to do to change something in our life is look at our connecting points and change them.
And our light comes on. And it's a big, beautiful light.
Yeah.
And your light is on, and it's big, and it's beautiful. So where can people find you, Danny?
You can go to my website. It's my name. It's Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Bruce. Bruce Levin, Levin .com. DanielBruceLevin.com.
And what is the name of your Facebook community?
It is called the Mosaic Community. It's www.facebook.com/groups and then a bunch of numbers. So I don't want to give that to you. But
So they can search on Facebook for the Mosaic Community. and just be connected to so many that are on this path of divine inspiration and guidance, to turn their light on, to be in all that they are, in their gifts, in their message, in their stories. So
absolutely.
Thank you, Danny, so much for calling in and being on the Gift of Spirit Radio today. And I wish you many, many blessings on the path ahead.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
Bless you. So we'll be right back on GiftOfSpiritRadio.com and HealthyLife.net. We'll return after these messages.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help to awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven, in spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacey Lynn, your host, and wow, amazing stories thus far, following our hearts, listening to our spirit, that which brings in so much joy within our lives and those we serve. So we have another guest on the show today. Tykeen, welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. So Tykeen, share with us how you've been inspired and divinely guided in your life and in your work.
Sure. I guess for the sake of brevity, about 3 years ago, I was praying and I asked God for a breakthrough. I said, hey, you know, I really, really want to take my life, my career, and take everything to the next level. And the very next morning, I woke up and something was in my spirit, and it said, use what you have. It's more than enough. And for me, that was affirmation that I was on the right path with my passions, hobbies, and things that I've been involved in. And that piece continues to resonate with me even to this past weekend.
And how so?
So this past weekend, I was stopped by a police officer, and I was told that he just needed to check some things.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me to be more careful, and he told me to go about my way. And for me, it was a terrifying experience. Not because that was the only time. I mean, I was pulled over about 10 years ago now. I was a freshman in college, and I was driving home for Thanksgiving break. And a police officer pulled me over, pulled a gun on me, was terrified. And once again, I left without a citation or a ticket or anything. It was just, have a nice day. And so I really decided this time to use the platforms that I have to bring awareness and attention to the issue. But there were some questions I needed to ask. And it really has motivated me to use what I have because it's more than enough. You know, I think I have some resources. I have a background as a speaker. I have a background working with local law enforcement agencies. And I really want to use my experience to help change the conversation and the discussion about police brutality and profiling and, you know, some of the practices that we hear about on television almost daily. But it really resonated when it happened right at home. Not quite at home, but it happened to me. And I think it resonated with a lot of people that I know a little bit more, because while the tragedies that have been occurring across the country,
mm-hmm.
they're sad, they're tragic. But when it's someone that you know that comes that close, I think it really, really affected other people.
And, you know, these life experiences that we have happen for a reason, happen for a reason. And around these life experiences, it could be a calling, could be, you know, divinely guided, inspired for you to be called. You mentioned that you're a speaker, that you speak and you're a speaker, and these experiences are happening with you. So how are you inspired now, recently, with these happenings?
So last year, I wrote a piece in a local newspaper
mm-hmm.
talking about the culture of policing
mm-hmm.
and how law enforcement officers don't really protect and serve. They are more so reactive rather than being proactive. And after that, I suggested in that piece that we have a community discussion about ways that we can improve the relationship between the community and local law enforcement agencies. I think it was definitely mutually beneficial for us all, because the community started saying, hey, you know, I always saw you as a police officer. Now I see you as a person first, and now I can also respect and understand your fear, you know, when you come to cars or when you report to a scene. And so I'd really, really like to carry those types of and facilitate those type of forums and possibly trainings about biases.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to carry that around the country. Whomever wants to help, I'm willing to help.
For the highest good of all. And what I heard you say is when we're just having a conversation and it's person to person, you know, and hearing each other's perspectives and to bring in the awareness to talk about the biases, that will help so many here. And all this is coming to the surface right now for a reason, right?
Right.
Right. And you having a recent experience of being pulled over and then remembering what happened in your past and it's not settling well and then receiving this inspiration. You just wrote a piece last year and see how it's all connected.
Yes.
We just had someone on the radio who talked about the mosaic and all the pieces of us, even the broken ones, are all there and connected for a special purpose in our life. So where is this leading for you? Where is this leading?
My parents taught me at a young age that things will continue to resurface in your life until you deal with them,
mm-hmm.
and that we can't run from people and situations, that they may evolve into something a little bit different, but it's still coming back until you learn how to deal with it. And so hopefully I can be a part of the solution. You know, a lot of people can go around and point the finger and identify problems, but I really hope to be a part of the solution so that police officers feel safer in their capacity and the citizens of this country feel safer, women counseling police officers or law enforcement officers.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Because you're needed at this time. And all this has happened up to this point for a reason, for your, you know, path to be lit in this work and in this message and in helping where those voids are right now and understanding, you know, having this cultural awareness and understanding. And you having experienced it, you can speak from that place. So wonderful. So how can people find you, Tykeem?
Yes, well, I'm on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
at Tykeem Cooper. That's T as in Tom, A-I-K-E-I-N. That's N as in Nancy. And Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm the only Tykeem Cooper in the world. So.
Whoa! Another synchronicity right there.
And I also have a website. It's cooperforprogress.com. C-O-O-P-E-R, the number 4, progress, P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S.com.
Wonderful. The only Tykeem Cooper in the world. Love it.
Yes.
So there's a very big crystal clear path ahead of you. And you are on it. And you are following the signs and knowing that you're here to serve in this way. So I just want to, you know, say many blessings your way. Continue on the path. Listen to your spirit, that which you're being guided to help many in this world. So thank you, Tykeem, for being on Gift of Spirit Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. And this is Stacey Lynn at GiftOfSpiritRadio.com, HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Link can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Get the Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, a spiritual teacher of the Gift of Spirit this hour, and you can find me at giftofspiritradio.com. We are hearing from special guests this hour who have received divine guidance, inspiration that has led them onto a brand new crystal clear path to help many in this world. And we have June on the phone right now. Welcome, June, to Gift of Spirit Radio. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Stacy, for having me on. I'm really excited to be with you today.
I can feel your excitement.
My story.
Mm-hmm. So share with us, how have you been led onto a crystal clear path through divine guidance?
You know, it's really interesting because there are so many different ways that this can happen to someone. When I was in my 40s, and of course now I'm in my 70s, so that was a long time ago, I had an amazing life dream. I call it a life dream because so much happened in the dream. And I knew at that time that there was something very meaningful happening. Wasn't quite sure what it was going to be. And I just allowed spirit to lead me through those years and come to a place where something began to percolate. And I knew then something was going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what happened?
Okay, so yes. At that time it was probably about a good 20 years later that there were friends of mine who kept asking me to create a group. They knew me, they knew my belief systems, and they must have really enjoyed them, and I didn't understand what they wanted, so I told them, no, I'm not doing that. And eventually I had an amazing meditation. And that meditation was to change my entire life. And I was in the meditation, and this bright light shone itself to me. Now, I wasn't really sure what that was, so I asked it, you know, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Aurora. Mm-hmm. Well, I was skeptical, and I went, yeah, Aurora who? I was being very belligerent and not quite sure that I was going to be able to get anything of importance out of this. And it said Aurora and Jay Liss. And I thought, wow, that sounds pretty important. So, and it said to me, you are to do it now. And I ended the meditation thinking, you know, this has got to be something important. I went and I looked up what Aurora and what Angelus meant. And the message was, the angels of the first light of dawn, and even now saying that, I get goose flesh all over me.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to what it had told me, and I called up all these friends of mine and told them I was going to start a group. And they all said the same thing to me. I was wondering how long it would take.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was a good 10 years ago. I started a group in my home. It was slow to begin, and it started to build. The momentum happened. I know it was spiritually and divinely led because I really didn't have a format or I didn't really have a large plan. And yet every month I was waiting. I was sitting there in anticipation of something happening, and eventually it began to grow. My once-a-month Sunday meetings turned into once-a-week Sunday meetings, turned into twice-a-week meetings turned into 3 times a week meetings, and I ran out of room at my home. So I didn't, you know, that was really, really important when I saw that happening, and I thought, now what do I do? But you know what? When Spirit is supporting you, anything is possible.
Anything.
Anything is possible. So I did. I really kind of figured I'm not going to have to worry so much about how I'm going to manage this. And I then had a benefactor step up and say, you know what, I really believe you need to go into a building outside your home. And they bought a building for us to move into.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
How does it get any better than that?
And then a benefactor shows up and Spirit comes through and says, wow, that's amazing.
So here we are now, Spirit speaking through this amazing benefactor. And I was able to, as I wandered around, I was looking every day, going, is that a place? Is that a place? And sure enough, a place came up. And I was able to purchase that. We were able to gut the building and provide a beautiful, warm, loving, safe space for people to come to grow in many, many levels. And I thank Spirit every day. My first thought in the morning as I wake up is the gratitude I have for the work that is being done through me from them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important. So now I look at this and I think, you know what, here I am, 73 years old.
Oh, bless you. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say that because it's so important for us who are of a little bit older age, chronologically, not so much spiritually, to realize that we still have an importance in life to play. There are many young people who need what we have to offer, and it's only an age. It doesn't really mean a whole lot. So for those of you...
We are timeless. Yeah.
We are timeless. For those of you who have a message or support that you want to give to others, please think about it and just believe that anything is possible no matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
We did open up a wonderful nonprofit center. It's in Lombard.
Lombard where?
Okay,
Lombard,
we're
Illinois.
At 26 North Park Avenue in Lombard, Illinois, and our center is called the Gathering Light House.
The Gathering Light House in Lombard, Illinois, and where can they find you?
They can find us on Meetup. .com at the Gathering Lighthouse, or they can also find us on our website, which is thegatheringlighthouse.org.
Okay.
We do
Beautiful.
Have a page on Facebook, so if they're on Facebook, they can always look us up there too.
Okay. And it's just beautiful hearing that you trusted throughout these years your life dream, and you knew that this, you know, angel light showed up in your meditation for a very big reason. And you just went step by step with this until you reached a point where, you know, Spirit God brought you someone to support you onto your next level on this crystal clear path. And could you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that you would have a center like this? Right.
No.
Right.
It was a dream, and it was a dream that I never let go of, and it didn't matter if it happened or not. I knew the dream was there, and I. So I, you know, there's one thing I do want to say before we close. We have a spiritual Sunday service for those who would like to participate and just kind of get a flavor of who we are, and it's on every third Sunday of the month. We do music, healing service, psychic readings, community luncheon. So if you come on out, maybe just to get an idea who we are.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, June. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing
your
spiritual journey and how Spirit came in for you to guide you to help so many people.
And
we will be right back.
4th of July.
Yes.
Celebrate.
Yes.
We Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, and I would like to thank our special guests today for sharing their journey, their inspiration, their spirit with us, their work. Wow, what an amazing show today of following the divine guidance and inspiration, that which is within us and which is calling us onto this crystal clear path. So follow your heart, your spirit. It's happening for a reason. Throughout the show, I kept hearing this song playing in my head. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, hold it in my arms, and to keep it company. I used to love that song as a kid. And that's exactly what we're here to do, give back to the world that which is within us and calling us. Thank you for joining us today. You can find us at giftofspiritradio.com to schedule spiritual reading. Follow us on Facebook and also the other social media ones, too, for events and daily divine wisdom. Blessings of love and spirit. Until next time.